Journal Entry 80. It felt like we had been in this cell for days, even though it had only been a few hours. We were all stressed, angry, and tearful at times. We kept trying to reassure each other that our loved ones and friends weren't dead. My head ran through possible scenarios for our capture. I kept trying to think of positive thoughts, but my mind kept wandering back to that awful possibility that our friends weren't as lucky as we were. I was afraid that they were dead back at the campsite. Then, suddenly, I pictured Elise in that cabin, all alone, with no one there to help her. I sat down and cried. He wasn't at all what I thought our captor would look like. I was expecting someone big and ugly, with a nasty black smile. He wasn't like that at all. He walked into the room nicely dressed, confident and handsome. He was holding a tray of food. The first thing he said was, "Good morning, ladies. My name is Matthias. Welcome to Alexandria City, and sorry about the accommodations." We started yelling at him at once. "Why are we here? Where are our friends?" He told us to relax. He could only answer us one at a time. He pointed to me, so I asked my question. "Where is Elise?" He looked a little confused. "She's a baby, blonde hair, wearing a pink dress." Matthias looked at me with those big brown eyes and that shiny white smile. "Oh, right. I'm selling her to the Shakers. Don't worry, she's going to wonderful people. They don't believe in sex and they don't have children of their own, so they buy orphans." I tried to reach through the bars to wring his neck, but my arms were too short. "She is not an orphan. She belongs to me." "Not anymore," he said. "I'm getting a good price for her." He assured me that Elise would lead a wonderful life, have plenty of food, schooling, and an excellent religious upbringing. Then, and he said this with a smile, that we were being sold to a gang that needed women. He said I would have plenty of opportunity to have more children. Hemi went ballistic. She said it was illegal to buy and sell people, and she said she already had a husband. Matthias played dumb. He said he didn't know anything about Matt, Jonas, Tony, Sheriff Pete, Joshua, or the runt. He said he had advertised for women. Little Elise was a bonus. Oh, and he said that it wasn't illegal to buy and sell people in Alexandria City. Apparently, the slave trade is alive and well in this part of the country. I begged to see Elise. I promised Matthias that I would do anything he asked if I could just see her for a moment. He smiled that smile and said, "No." But he did say that if I could get my buyer to pay for Elise, I could have her back. Maddie.